is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's Mangalam Malu telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. To start things, it was a very, very weak session of trade yesterday, where the Nifty, Sensex, as well as the Nifty Bank and Midcaps saw a brutal sell-off. Almost 180 points shaved off the Nifty, nearly 500 points off the Sensex. The Midcap Index is at a 32-month low, and nearly 6 stocks were in the red for 1 in the green. That's not all. There was a near 400-point decline that we've seen on the Nifty ever since the last week of around 1,150 levels, where the Nifty started seeing a bit of a sell-off. The market is at the low for the August series. There were a handful of factors which caused this sort of decline. The first one was that there was news of no major government stimulus coming in. Remember, the rally from the lows on the Nifty, or the stemming of the decline that we saw, was hinged upon the hope that the government will step in and revive things in the economy and give a large fiscal stimulus package. But that not coming in punctured all hopes, and the market saw a correction. The other reason why the market fell was that there was fear of more probes post former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram's arrest warrant, and the street was believing that maybe the regulatory action will get much tighter. And when all these things get together on a weekly options expiry day, things go down, and that explains the tailspin that we saw in the last hour of trade. Individual stocks, they saw brutal correction. Yes Bank, DLF, LIC Housing Finance, NMDC, all of them were stocks of yesterday, seeing a sharp correction. Yes Bank at 53 now is at a much steeper discount to its QIP price of 83-84 odd rupees as well. The FIIs, they sold in the cash markets to the tune of around 900 crores. They sold in index futures as well. And now with the Nifty falling below that 10,800 mark, around 10,741, it brings it perilously close to erstwhile support of 10,500 to 10,550. Let's see where we go from here. In terms of stocks to watch out for, we'll have future retail and future consumer, all of them in focus on the back of the future Amazon deal, while Amazon has picked up stake in Future Coupons, which is the promoter of future retail. The deal value is undisclosed, but a report suggests that it is done at a premium to 505, which was the conversion price of warrants at which Future Retail had allotted them to Future Coupons. So watch out for future group stocks. What changes in the near term? Not much until the law changes, because the key factor of the deal is the call option that Amazon has to buy the entire stake of future retail promoters if law permits in the next 3 to 10 years. Other retail stocks will also be in focus, the likes of DMart as well as Trent, maybe some possible competition coming in from the huge presence of Amazon in future retail. We'll also keep an eye out on IT stocks, Infosys, TCS, Wipro, HCL Tech, all of them in focus as the rupee is near 2019 low. A sharp sell-off seen on Yes Bank, Indiabulls Housing Finance, DHFL, so follow-on is something that we'll be watching out for. Glenmark will also be in focus, as the report suggests the company may sell 30% to Premji Invest in the API business. With that, we wrap up this edition of the Market Buzz podcast with me, Mangalam Malu, in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.